Who dares disturb my evil plotting? Ah, Chancellor. Excellent. I was expecting you. Please enter my lair. Now, I want to discuss something with you. Do you remember last week when you brought me that tax reform bill? And I said it simply wasn't evil enough? Yes, well, I got your new version earlier today. Don't think I don't know what you did. You just went through here and added the word evil in front of every noun and evilly in front of every verb. You realize that's not what I meant by making it more evil, right? This doesn't have nearly enough clauses about taxing orphans. Listen to this, and I quote. The evil farmers must evilly pay one evil silver coin to evilly sell their evil produce at the evil market on evil Thursday. Rubbish! Everyone knows that Thursday isn't evil. Monday is the most evil day. Or Wednesday. I hear it's full of woe. And to make matters worse, you went through and just added those words between the lines with that little V symbol in red ink. Oh, I hate that. I swear to the evil gods, I will zap you into a snail if you try something like this again. Wait, no. Snails aren't very evil, are they? Pouring salt on snails, that's evil. What's an evil animal? Ha! I know. I'll zap you into a crow. That would be cause for alarm, would it not? Yes, yes! Beg! Beg for your very life, Chancellor! Oh, this makes me feel so evil all over! Now, I'm going to sign this just because I can tell you're trying. Trying my patience, but trying nonetheless. Just know I expect better from now on. Now, onto this other legislation. You're proposing abolishing the caste system and allowing the peasants to elect their own governors. Explain how this is evil. Ah, I see. Brilliant! All those arrogant noblemen finding out that they're no better than simple peasants and being forced to give up their castles to whatever unwashed yokel the rabble elects to take their place. Maybe there is hope for you after all. That is quite evil. And what's this? A petition from the village of Happy Hill? Oh, I thought we changed that village's name. The Pit of Sorrow, or Sadness Gulch, something along those lines. A drought, you say? They want me to provide them water, you say? Ugh, I find that they're trying my patience. Much like you. I should punish them somehow. Oh, you have an idea? What is it? Is it thoroughly wicked? Yes, they are having a festival soon, aren't they? And you say I should cast a spell to make it rain on the festival? Most devious of you, my Chancellor. Oh, imagine those goody-goodies dancing around all happy only to have to go and hide inside from the most rain they've had in years. I wonder how many will drown. Oh, yes, that's what they get for asking me to solve their... No, oh, what was it again? Some personal problem. Never mind. You know, Chancellor, I think you might be getting the hang of this. You really seem to get me, you know? Not like my orcs. Just between you and me, they don't really have their hearts in the whole evil thing, you know? I mean, look. Look at the courtyard there. You see that old lady? She's a country bumpkin who got separated from her family and needed directions. And instead of eating her or sticking her head on a pike or something like they're supposed to, they're just watching her until they can find her daughter. Imagine, bloodthirsty orcs watching over a little old lady. You know, earlier today, I saw one of them help her cross the street like some kind of paladin. Oh! You see? Look at that. They just laughed at one of her old lady jokes. Hey! Commander Toldak the Cruel! You are absolutely terrible at this. Oh, you orcs are just a bunch of no-good softies! No, I will not let you change your name to Toldak the Reasonable! Next time you see a lost little old lady, I want you to eat her. You got it? No, I don't care how bad they taste. Learn to season your food. Ugh, see? You'd think a big scary-looking guy would be better at this. Did you know they write poems? Oh, who ever heard of a warrior poet, What do you mean that's a thing? Oh, whatever. All right, so you had some questions about the budget. Very well. Yes, I have ordered 2 fortresses built at opposite ends of the kingdom. What of it? Oh, no. They're not defensive, not at all. You see, there are these 2 peasants in a village a few days to the west. I saw them in my magic mirror. They're so in love. It makes me sick. They're one of those annoying happy couples, like, oh, sweetie, pumpkin pie, let's go make dinner together and watch the sunset. Blech. So, I'm building 2 fortresses to keep them apart from each other forever. We don't have the budget for that. Fine. We can keep them in the same fortress then. Yes, and build it up by the border with the sand elves. I don't trust those guys. I know you didn't just ask about the eyeshadow budget. You wouldn't dare. I have an image to uphold here. And if it takes an excessive amount of purple eyeshadow, then that's what it's going to take. Of course, if it truly is such a drain on the budget, I do know a spell to turn insolent viziers into makeup palettes. Changing the subject, are we? That's what I thought. Now then. What's this about reports of monsters in the Valley of Misery, Oh, don't worry about that. I know what caused this. You see, a few weeks ago, I saw a woman in my magic mirror who was... And I know you won't be able to believe this, but stay with me here. Maybe ever so slightly a little itsy bit prettier than me. In certain lighting. So I did what any reasonable queen would do. I went down there and used my magic to transform her into a hideous beast. But she was out with a bunch of friends, and I realized some of them were also really pretty, and I decided to get them too. 5 birds with 1 stone, just to be safe, you know? And then I could tell all her other friends felt kind of sad because I didn't seem to think they were pretty, and it was becoming a whole thing. And, like, I'm evil, but not mean, you know? They don't call me the Mean Queen, although maybe they should. I rather like the sound of that. It rhymes. Well, anyway, the point is I zapped them, too. So now there's, like, 30 hideous beasts wandering around down there. You think that was excessive? You dare question me? Oh, I'll show you. I'll hit you with the very same spell. Habeas corpus! Oh, look at you now. How do you feel, Chancellor, knowing you'll spend the rest of your life as a hideous, disgusting beast? No, you won't change anymore. That was the whole spell. Are you saying that giving somebody cat ears doesn't make them hideous? Damn, I wondered why they didn't seem very worked up about it. Oh, my pie is ready. Why am I baking? You see, Chancellor, this is part of my evilest scheme yet. Allow me to demonstrate. Ta-da! Boysenberry pie. I selected it because it sounds like poison. Isn't that amusingly wicked? I've always liked things like that. My favorite insects? Weevils. My favorite song as a child? Pop Goes the Weasel. So wonderfully violent, isn't it? And... Oh, what? Yes, I am getting off track, aren't I? Right, pies, the pies. Allow me to demonstrate. Here is a slice I prepared earlier with a little scoop of vanilla ice cream. I'm going to go down to the orphanage and serve them this very same dish. Why don't you try some? Oh, it's good, isn't it? The berries are just perfectly ripe, and the crust is so flaky, so buttery and crumbly, just flaky enough. Maybe even a little too flaky, wouldn't you say, my friend? Makes you feel like trying some of that ice cream, doesn't it? Well, go for it. Go for it. Have a little forkful to tame the dryness in your throat. No ice cream for you. Oh, just imagine doing that to all those poor little orphans. Oh, I'm so evil. And that's just the beginning. They'll soon find that today will be their last day as orphans, for I have arranged for them to be adopted by, wait for it, loving families. Just imagine, Chancellor, no more wild and carefree days as orphans, free to stay up late and go where they please. Now I have condemned them to a life of family pictures and board games and eating vegetables. And that's not all. I will ruin their childhoods forevermore, for I have decided our kingdom shall adopt compulsory education. Do an evil laugh with me, Chancellor. Let go. Oh. Well, I'd better get a move on. Those orphans won't ruin their own day, after all. Oh, by the way, how do you feel about changing your title from Chancellor to Vizier? I like the way it rolls off the tongue. It sounds more evil to me, you know? You like it? Vizier it is, then. Just between you and me, am I doing a good job at this evil thing? Or not a good job, but an evil job, a sufficiently evil job? I'm just kind of winging it. I'm doing good. Oh, yay! I mean, of course I'm doing good at being evil. Question me again and I shall turn you into a clam or something. You are dismissed, my evil vizier.